Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Man from the Train, The Solving of a Century-Old Serial Killer Mystery by Bill James and Rachel McCarthy James. Read by John Bedford Lloyd.
It is a warm night, most often on a weekend. There is a very small town with a railroad track that runs through the town, or sometimes along the edge of it. You can't get more than a few hundred feet away from the railroad track and still be in the town. He is looking for a house with no dog. He would prefer a house on the edge of town, just isolated enough to provide a little bit of cover. A big two-story house would be best, with a family of five. A barn where he can hide out from sundown until the middle of the night. But in that era, before the automobiles came, almost every house had a barn. Even the houses in Chicago and Philadelphia had barns. He is looking for a house with a woodpile in the front yard and an axe sticking up out of the woodpile. Preface. I have long been fascinated by the notion that knowledge can be created about the past. Dinosaurs are the easiest example. For tens of thousands of years, humans had no awareness that the world had once been inhabited by gigantic beasts. Now, we know not merely that these animals existed, but we have identified hundreds of species of them.